G'day, it's Dangerous Dave here. Every Friday on Kennedy Malloy, we do Clown of the Week. It's a chance for you to get involved. You can nominate someone in your life, perhaps, or something you've seen in the news. You might even win a prize with Clown of the Week. We do it every Friday. Take a listen at this week's nominations.
There are many contenders.
Our daughter, the same size as a hatchling tortoise.
Lost emu.
Pink flamingo.
But it can't always be this guy.
I caught it. This was a blessing in disguise.
Who will be...
I'm leaving...
Clown of the Week.
Oh, she must be there by now. That was Karen from Brighton.
She was. There was a shot of her doing sunset yoga.
Oh, in Darwin at the hotel.
Yes. Kill me now. You need to do another week of quarantine after quarantining.
With Karen.
Okay, it's full as a gug. We say it's not always about this guy, but we have to mention Donald Trump, who has gone
absolutely
barking mad, bonkers. Yeah. He did a 55-minute interview today, which was just one of the most incoherent psychobabbles I've ever heard. It was a rant full of conspiracy theories. I've just nutted down a little bit for your enjoyment. Have a listen to Trump, and you tell me if you're happy to have this guy right now in the White House running the show.
He endorsed a governor of Virginia who not only executed a baby late-term abortion, but executed a baby because said the baby can be born and then you can kill the baby. And he's totally in favor of that. We caught him spying on our campaign. This is treason. We caught them trying to take down a duly elected administration / president. We have all the evidence down now. Look at where California is going to have to ration water. You know why? Because they send millions of gallons of water out to sea, out to the Pacific, because they want to take care of certain little tiny fish that aren't doing very well without water. They have the biggest forest fires because they don't manage their land. They don't have separators. They have trees that have been laying on the ground that are stone cold, dead dry, like a matchstick. And you throw a cigarette butt on between the leaves and the trees, everything catches on fire. Well, I want him to vote, but I will say this. Absentee is okay. Because absentee ballots... Absentee ballots are fine. Thousands of ballots all over the country are being reported. Some thrown in garbage cans with my name on them. Some thrown in trays in a river. What's going on is absolutely crazy.
Couple of little coughs there. We're all clear, So the forest fires he's talking about, he's trying to deflect from climate change and saying they're not caused by them. 80% of the forests in California are managed by the federal government. So what he's doing there is complaining about his own lack of effort.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, well, I mean, look what's happening there. They've got these trees on the ground. Well,
that's on your watch.
Anyway,
that's
it is.
That's incredible.
Yep, the Democrats are executing babies. Is all you need to know.
I couldn't quite even understand what he's gone, but his voice has changed, actually, don't you think? The timbre in his voice. He's actually gone speaking higher.
I'll just park that
for something we talk about in the next hour.
Speaking of high voices, are we ready to clown this bloke?
You want to do it?
Yes, it's Steve Smith, Australian cricket captain. Okay. Forget ball tampering. He will now be accused of cord tampering.
Wow.
After this effort.
I really like this guy, but, mate, put your guitar down now.
Put the guitar down.
Stick with your bat.
Only bit of wood you should have in your hand.
Correct.
You should have a Schlesinger sticker on the back of it.
Right.
If he was playing with gloves on, it would sound better than this. Have a listen to Steve Smith.
I've never seen Venice super slow dance on the Paris lights. And I've never seen Niagara Falls stood inside the prison walls where Cash recorded live. Because I've seen you when your son's on and you sing words that are all wrong and you swear to me that that's how
it goes.
Oh, my God, Steve, you're gorgeous, but come on.
Yeah, try the ukulele.
Now that's hard work.
Now, does he become the worst guitarist, cricketer, song singer in history?
We've
got Brett Lee.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Brett Lee, who's very big in Bollywood.
Yeah.
Brett's a better singer.
I think
so too.
And can play guitar.
Would you say he's better than Manny Pacquiao?
Yeah.
You know what? Everybody around Manny Pacquiao says he's the best.
Correct. For next week, we'll compile our list of best singers.
Yeah, exactly.
Tyson Fury.
They're all people, they're anyway, around them are all applauding.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've just heard from Steve Smith. Dave's on the line. Dave, who do you want to clown?
G'day, Mickey. I've got to clown you. I'm sure Jane gave you explicit instructions. Do not throw me under the bus in terms of a ukulele when you get it to Brian and Angus. And what did you do? Jane, Jane can play TNT.
I should know by now, Dave, that it's one thing you never ever say to Mick Molloy is...
Yeah, don't do this.
Don't say this. Yeah. Don't do that. And I said, do not, please, don't say...
Do you want to hear it again, though, Dave? Would you like to hear Jane on the ukulele?
I guarantee you, when they come to town, you're going to be opening their you're going to be standing on stage in your schoolgirl costume with your ukulele doing TNT before they'll get you up for that.
Well, hashtag career highlight, by the way.
Not bad.
You know, insane. So my apologies to all.
Maybe you and Steve Smith should get together.
No, I'm not going to sing with Steve Smith. He'll ruin my career forever.
Turn your nose up at Steve Smith.
I'm happy to see him on the cricket pitch, but not. No, we're not doing a duet.
Hey, so Wang Wang has failed. Failure to launch yet again.
Oh, I feel
it's
so sorry
10 years
for him.
They've been at it, 6 years, window last one day. You'd think you'd be ready for that.
you'd
be primed. You think you
she might have secret panda contraception that nobody knows about.
Do you know what I reckon they should do?
What's that?
What?
Get a polar bear and paint black patches on it. And send in the polar bear to get the job done.
Well,
and then outski.
That'd tear them both to bits, though.
There's a little bit of a difference in size. A panda probably thinks size.
Somebody
matters,
do something.
That's ridiculous.
Good Lord. All right. Okay.
We're going to go to a caller aren't we? Yeah. Hello, Troy. How are you going?
Yeah, well, guys. How are you?
Troy, you've got not so much as a person to clown, but a insect.
Oh.
Yes. So all things US presidential election and turning our eyes to the debate the other day, I want to clown the black fly that camped on Pence's head for 2 minutes and 13 seconds.
It's unbelievable, wasn't it? You couldn't take your eyes off it. So they're debating the issues and all you're doing is going, is
so
he going to swat?
Yeah.
He's just leaving it there.
But he didn't know that it was there, did he?
Well, I don't think he did because his hair's made out of Brillo.
It's quite...
You know what I mean? There's too much. I couldn't work it out.
It was so contrasty, wasn't it? Because his hair was so white and the fly was so black.
Yeah.
The only thing that would have made it better was if it was a bat and it was carrying the coronavirus thing and it just went honk. You know, there's ways of dealing with a fly when you're being interviewed at the top level of government. Right. And I think Barack Obama had it covered. Mm.
That's the most persistent fly I've ever seen. Nice.
Now. Where were we?
That was pretty impressive, wasn't it?
I got the sucker. What do you think, Gibbs?
That is very good.
Film that. There it is.
That's leadership.
See, it is leadership.
That is leadership.
Even in swatting a fly, he can do it right.
Straight off it. All right. Now, you had a story during the week, Jane, that you brought to the table. Yes, you did. It was about the ink, the computer ink.
Oh, sorry, that's right. There was a Texan public library worker had been busted stealing millions of dollars worth of printer ink. Now, we all know how ridiculously priced printer ink is.
I can't stand it.
As opposed to a printer, which costs nothing.
Yeah.
And he basically stole, was about $18 million
amazing,
worth of credit cards and printer ink, which we thought was ridiculous.
Mm.
Now...
It got us thinking about what you've stolen from work.
That's true.
Of course, we've got a professional in our midst.
G'day, everyone.
Dave has been caught on CCTV with chairs, with whippersnippers.
Yeah,
Mower.
Yeah. Plenty of CDs.
You see the Getz.
And that's what he's admitted to, okay? So that's as much as we know.
The Getz wheels squealing in the underground car park as he tries to make his getaway.
Yep.
Yeah. We asked our audience what have you stolen?
And Frank is on the line because, Frank, you've got, this is quite an unusual thing to shift.
Hi, guys.
Go ahead, Frank. Well, who do you know? You've got a mate, have you? Yeah. Sure it's not you?
No, it's not me, but my mate took the forklift from work home because he didn't like the company anymore.
So
He drove the forklift home on the footpath.
Oh,
that's brilliant.
Wow.
Now, did you get any photos of that, Frank? Because that's a pretty awesome sight.
No, it was 20 years ago. It was a long time ago.
And what ensued was the slowest speed car chase in history, with police chasing a guy on a forklift. Did he at least have his hard hat on, Frank?
No, no hard hats.
No. And so what did he do with the forklift? Just drove it around the backyard or, you know, just...
What did he do?
Yeah, what ended up with it?
He sold it in parts.
Sold it in parts on the black market. Wouldn't have thought there'd be a massive market for the old forklift, but...
Who knows what was happening. Thanks, Frank.
Well done, Frank. Peter's on the line. Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Hey, Jane, Mick, Dave.
Good, mate. Who do you want to clown?
I want to clown Luke Boner.
Oh, our mid-dawn announcer.
Okay. We played a bit of him earlier in the week. We played his...
Well, old mate fell asleep on him and he was just throwing the ring up to give him a rap about power pollen.
Hang on, so...
Shane, you listen to Luke Boner.
I do.
Have you heard this?
You're an overnight listener.
Yeah, I might have. So Luke sometimes has... We had last year a caller that fell asleep.
Mm.
And when he went to the call, he was on a call and we could just hear snoring. And this happened again, only the other night. And, well, let's just have a listen what happened.
It's Wal. Here he is.
Wal, hello. G'day, Wal. We've got another snorer. Oh, my God. We had Jason about a year ago, and now we've got Wal.
You know who that reminds me of?
Is that
who?
Whitney, who yesterday on this program cracked
Whitney Plowman, our senior producer here.
Absolute, dislocated her jaw, yawning so hard.
But we were in the middle of a really good discussion, weren't we? I can't remember we being entertaining.
I think we were with Julie
we?
Bishop or someone.
Yeah, I've got the audio. I'll be wanting to hear
dignitary.
It.
We got the audio?
Yeah, this is what went down yesterday.
Harry Houdini, didn't he die in a tank?
Yes, the actor
I wish I was
Tony
there that
Curtis.
Night. Pull back the cloth. Oopsie. Oopsie's wrinkled up. Oh, I'm keeping you up, Whitney. Wouldn't you see that?
I did.
Wow.
I caught that as well.
Anxiety danger.
So for everyone at home, we're all on Zoom. Whitney is just let rip. The biggest yawn I've ever
seen.
Not up for my Harry Houdini chat. Or like a grey nurse about to attack.
Hey,
we should set Whitney up with Wal.
Yes. There you go.
Ships in the night.
She's actually up for it. She's nodding.
Jane Kennedy wants to clown the Bachelorette. Which one? There's a couple of them, isn't there?
Well, yeah, there's two. They're sisters. I don't want to clown them. I want to clown the doofus guy who was called up for a rose.
Mm.
And listen to what happens when one of the girls at the rose ceremony, I'm not going to go through the whole palaver, you know what happens at the rose ceremony. She says, here you go, I'd like to give you a rose. Have a listen to what happens.
Hey, B.
Becky, I'm really sorry. You're absolutely beautiful. And unfortunately, I cannot accept this rose. I just think, I'm the right person for you. It's only right that I'm honest with you right now instead of letting you know down the road.
I really appreciate your honesty.
See, is on Valium or something?
Yeah, well, I need to speed up a bit.
This is unprecedented that she has picked a guy and said, I'd like to get to know you more and you're getting a rose. He rocks up and he goes, oh, look, you're really pretty in that, but no, I pass.
That would never happen on my new show, Hit the Road Toots, is very...
No, you're right, Nick.
I give them their marching orders. Mm-hmm. I tell them who
hit
goes,
the
who stays.
I like it.
Yep.
I'll watch that.
Hit the showers, you out.
Yeah. And I'm going to be like the annoying older sister who then you have to bring them home to meet me.
Hit the road, Toots.
Okay.
And I sit there and one of the girls goes, oh, no, thanks, I won't have a drink, right. I don't drink. I go, hit the road, Toots.
All right, Trinity, I really like you and I think this could work, but you just have to swing by and see Jane.
And she goes, hi, I'm vegan and I don't drink. I go, hit the road, Toots.
And then you go away into a room and we wait till we see the white smoke, which is like electing a pope.
Hey.
Which means Mickey gets a root. So
there you go. I think Malloy Boy Productions can make this show. It's a winner.
Hit the Road Toots is going to blow them away. And we're very democratic when it comes to the women. They don't all have to be glamorous.
Look, okay.
They can be anything. You can check out Chick.
Sure.
Salisbury.
We're not fuzzy.
I love it. I'm going to watch it.
Hey, I think that's a good idea. And if I'm there, you know, we've sort of balanced it out.
Yeah,
gender,
right.
Where appropriate, well, we're woke.
And when you take when you take issue, there'll be real catfights.
I just won't scratch their eyes out. I'll just give them, you know, those sort of play fights girls do like that.
Or what about a glassing with the rosé bottle?
Too far. You don't want to waste rosé. No. Oh, by the way, I wanted to thank De Bordelais because my Kylie rosé arrived as well. So thank you very much for that. Oh, that's something else you missed out on, isn't it? I got rosé.
This is unbelievable.
Kylie's rosé. I went into that this weekend. Thank you.
By the way, next week on Kennedy Malloy, another massive week. We've got Tommy Gleisner for Have You Been Paying Attention? Andy Lee, he's got a kids book. We've got Bathurst champion Dave Reynolds ahead of the big race, which is coming. Steve Ward, Jim Jeffries, Dave O'Neill. Man, I could go on, but I won't. That's next week on Kennedy Malloy.